Welcome to Reality NSFW coverage of the Challenge Double Agents. But first, let me tell you a little something. A VPN service provides you a secure encrypted tunnel for online traffic to flow. Nobody can see through the tunnel and get their hands on your internet data. Why? Because you're using NordVPN. NordVPN is the best VPN if you're looking for a peace of mind when you're using public Wi-Fi access, personal and work accounts on the road, or want to keep your browsing history to yourself. Protect all your devices. Do you use Windows at work, Mac OS at home, and Linux for special projects? No problem. There's a NordVPN application for each of these, plus apps for iOS, Android, and Android TV. Oh, and also encrypted proxy extensions for Chrome and Firefox. Best of all, with one NordVPN account, you can secure up to 6 devices at the same time. Enjoy a fast and stable connection anywhere. Buffering is always the ultimate buzzkill, so streaming or downloading files with a slow internet connection is not an option. No worries. You just need a VPN service that offers a fast connection, no limits on bandwidth. You need NordVPN. Choose from over 5,500 NordVPN servers in 59 countries and enjoy the fastest VPN experience. Having more servers means less load, and the wide variety of locations means there's a higher chance you'll find one nearby. We're talking super fast servers, 5,200 in 59 countries, unlock Netflix and your favorite entertainment websites, a 30-day money-back guarantee, protects data while traveling in public like airports, coffee shops, CyberSec Suite, which also acts as an ad blocker, faster connection with Nord Links, no data logging, 24/7 customer support. We're talking live chat and emails, and up to 6 simultaneous connections. Double data encryption for increased anonymity. Oh, man, here we go. We have a special deal for our listeners. Go to nordvpn.com/survivornsfw and use the coupon survivornsfw at checkout to get a 2-year plan with a huge discount plus one additional month for free. That's NordVPN, NordVPN. /survivornsfw and be sure to use that code survivornsfw to get a 2-year plan with a huge discount plus one additional month for free. nordvpn.com/survivornsfw, promo code survivornsfw, and we thank NordVPN for sponsoring the podcast. Boom! Welcome back to Reality NSFW coverage of the Challenge Double Agents. Hey, it is the penultimate episode, perhaps?
It is. We have approached the end game.
Yes. So do we think the challenge is going to be one episode next week or two episodes?
I think it's going to be one 90-minute episode. They can easily fit it how they're doing it. They did it last season.
Okay, so you think next week is TJ's final, which, yeah, probably goal to be in, and then we get the reunion?
Reunion may be the following week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'll just be the final next week, then the following week they'll wrap it up with what I'm anticipating to be a fantastic reunion.
I think so. I think I'm looking more forward to the reunion than the than TJ's final. I don't know why. So I don't know. Well, let's talk about tonight's episode. We're not quite there yet. We will get there. And I want to know, was that blood that Amber B spit out? We'll get there. All right. Previously on the challenge, KC and Leroy were in the globe. Kind of weak.
Very weak. They're running out of material.
So are we.
That is true. I think at the beginning, they were great previously on, and then now it's just slowly going down that rabbit hole of terribleness.
Well, it's like you can't beat last week's either of a disoriented Big T trying to find the camera so she can say previously on.
I'm always looking for the camera whenever I'm on reality television. And for those of you to see my newest project, check out The Webmasters on YouTube. It's actually on Amazon Prime. You can watch it on your big, small screen at home. And but if you just want to search The Webmasters on YouTube, type in Johnny Fairplay and The Webmasters, and you'll see my brand new episode of fine television that is gracing the world as we know it. But yeah, I always look for the camera. I'm very horrible at that. Well, I'm very good at it, but it's very horrible that I do it.
That wasn't the word I was looking for, horrible. I thought you were going somewhere else, but...
I like your thinking. I'm fresh off vacation. This is all fun for me. This is like the first time I've actually watched television in almost a week. It feels good. I'm ready. I got WrestleMania this weekend. I felt like this was the building towards WrestleMania with watching, you know, a hotly debated never mind. All right. So back to the beginning of the episode. We see that where our new pairings are based on what happened with last week's elimination. And Nani is pretty freaking happy. Kyle is not. I mean, for someone with limited friends in this household, I feel like Kyle should have been a little happier.
You know, I feel like it all derives just from the fact that, you know, when you have something that you want, you feel like you're in this perfect position to get taken away from you. Nothing else satisfies that. So he had the life of being Cam's partner. And ever since he lost Cam, he's like, I just want Cam back. I just want Cam back. We were perfect together. I was a sub to her dominant. Like he was ready to just follow her to final. He's like, anyone else just doesn't compare, which you see that as the main focus of this episode. You see Cam really like call out like, hey, let's just call it how we see it. All you guys want to be partnered with me and Casey. Let's stop being fake here.
Yeah. And as Shane mentions here, Kyle wanted that free pass to the final, like CT got, had nothing to do. I don't know. I feel it was a little more than just the free. I think Kyle would have loved the free pass to the final, but like, I don't think he was that happy with Nani and hi, there's a cat behind me. but no, I don't know. As I said, for someone with limited friends, mm-hmm. and I know what he wants, but it's not like Cam is his friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I think if he was able to think past, like he says, he thinks with his emotions. He already knew Nani didn't want to be with him at the beginning of the season. So I feel like he saw him throughout the entire season. He will just like, he'll take anyone who spurned him and be like, okay, you spurned me. That's it. I'm always going to remember that. I'm going to keep mentioning it to you, to your face, about all the times you screwed me over this season.
Well, he gets to add to that spurn list.
Oh, he most certainly does. But we will get to that moment. Yeah, I agree. Anyone's going to want a free pass to be able to go into the final. But I just think Kyle wasn't ready to have Nani back as a partner. He just wasn't. And I think CT, good on CT. He gets to sit pretty and just coast his way.
Yeah, and we have Kyle having, you know, of course, hilarious confessionals at the beginning. You know, he thinks that the guys see him as meat and
not in a good way.
not well, I don't think any way the guy seeing him as meat is going to work out for what I think Kyle envisions as a good night, whether it be challenge wise or otherwise.
No, absolutely not. But I also loved his comment about to Nani's face, be like, we're like an old divorced couple. Yeah. That's separated, but we're back together, but we're miserable. And you see Mai just like laughing next to him.
Oh yeah, she's loving all of it. And he also refers to as a psycho ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. And I will say, I don't think it would have been in Nani's best interest to pick CT. I don't know how they would have done as a partnership. I don't think quite well.
I don't know. I mean, I think she knows the chemistry she has with Kyle. I think you go with what you know versus the unknown in a situation mm-hmm. this close to TJ's final that you only need a gold skull to run in.
Well, apparently you need more than just a gold skull. You also need to survive past having the gold skull. But I think Nani just has the approach of she picks Kyle because even though Kyle is going to outwardly continue to say, like, I don't want this partner. I don't want her. I don't want her. She knows that once like the bell rings, he will work very hard with her. regardless. Yeah. So like you've seen that the entire time. Like he will put his all into it. Doesn't matter who the partner is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. So we learn, shockingly, that Fessy doesn't think any girl is good enough to be his partner, but Casey.
Are we surprised at this point?
I mean, no, and I don't even know that he's in love with the idea of Casey.
I think he's in love with the idea of himself.
Thank you. Thank you. Say it louder for the people in the back.
He's like the, I forget the, there's like that Greek god of beauty who's like, the whole story is that he's just, he looks at a mirror, found himself, and he pretty much like married the mirror.
Was that Adonis? Like,
yeah, it's like Adonis or something. It's just like,
I feel like that's where Adrian Adonis got his name.
Fessy's like, if only there would be a second one of me in a wig, like we could borrow one of Cam's wigs and there we go. Perfect pairing.
You know, there's always the couples that look for their equal, like in looks and personality and physique mm-hmm. and stuff. And I always find that weird a lot of times because it's just like, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to fuck myself.
You're dating yourself there.
I mean, I have plenty of opportunities to fuck myself. Rest assured.
And what does it say about you if you break things off with the person who's exactly like you?
Right?
Statement.
I mean, I'm looking for the exact opposite of me in a relationship. And I don't know. I think it's very telling that Fessy is not.
Yeah, look, I haven't hidden it at all this season. Fessy, awful. I just don't understand why.
Really? I didn't catch that.
No, but why are they casting him continually on these shows? He is not interesting television. He's terrible. He's boring, in my opinion. And all he cares about is himself. And he just sucks all around. And I'm not even talking about him even as a person. Just watching him on the show just makes me cringe every single week.
I think a lot of people want to see him get his comeuppings every season.
And that's why you cast
him. That's true.
Yeah.
Like, if you're casting, that's part of the reason you bring him in, because you need to have someone that fans can actively root against and hope that they fail. And he checks that box. But I also, we talked about it last week. I do think they see potential in him if he gets more under his belt. And like, I would hope within these few seasons, he discovers himself a little more and gets more comfortable in front of the camera, being able to, you know, do what the other veterans are able to do, which is create the TV in an organic way that is entertaining. Because what he provides here, Johnny knows this term all too well. You can have heat. You can get heat. But he got that go-away heat.
He's got the go-away heat. That's very
you
much
you don't want that.
No, that like in the world of professional wrestling, heat is money. I mean, you print money with great heat. Go away heat, it's not that leads to, you know, people leaving, people not watching, people not caring, and yeah. So I don't know. How old is Fessy's a pretty young guy, right?
I would say late 20s. I would want to say
he's pretty young.
I was pretty stupid at 30. So, yeah. I think there's a world in which you're watching Fessy in 5 years and you're like, man, like I love this Fessy, but he isn't there.
That with a lot of challengers throughout time. Like people hated them to start off and then like they just are in your face so much that you suddenly just like, oh, you know, I sort of like them now.
Well, I mean, I just think you have to do something for the majority of the viewers. You just have to do something good and selfless. Mm-hmm. And I think so. As I said, there's going to take a lot of time before we see a selfless Fessy, I think.
Yeah, look at Nelson. Nelson on a season. I mean, people are hit or miss about how they feel about Nelson. But then he like essentially gave up his game for his buddy Corey. And a lot of people really liked him after that, and he became more rootable. But for me, in my opinion, I don't think Fessy's going to change the way he is about himself. He's too into himself. I don't think you can change that. If he can, bravo to him. But he should not be the next face of the challenge, because it would be really, really boring if he was.
Well, don't worry. We got Kyle.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, we got Kyle. There we go.
Man, I mean... we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
All right. So next we see Leroy in the hot tub with Cam. Where were the bubbles in the hot tub?
They turned it off.
I don't like. We had a couple of the challengers on with me and Zach early in the season, and they said that the hot tub was ridiculously cold. So I don't know if it's been fixed temperature wise finally, but it doesn't appear as though the bubbles are working even if the temperature's fixed, and that's half the battle. I like.
Yeah,
that's a tub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're taking a bath there.
Yeah, like I mean it. I enjoy taking baths with others, but like I prefer being in a hot tub with others.
You know, it's couple time. It's couple time. We had our 3 minutes of let's put on Eternal Flame.
I do love
together. Flame. They're like, yeah. Oh, babe, I can't believe we're going to the final together. It's going to be fantastic. I'm like, oh my God, we're getting like right then and there. I'm like, a rude awakening is about to happen either this episode or during the final. And I'm sad.
Yeah, I have a history with Eternal Flame. I believe I was in junior high when that song came out, and I liked a girl. If I'm not mistaken, I think her name was Libby. I might be wrong. It might have been another girl. I think it was Libby. But I called the local radio station and had them play Eternal Flame from John to Libby.
Libby, this is from John. We're now playing Eternal Flame.
Yeah.
Will you go to prom with me?
Yeah, it didn't work out. So, but I still love the song. I mean, you know what? One day, and it's going to be a while. I am exclusively dating my PS5, and I am mm-hmm. having an affair with my Xbox Series X. But otherwise, I'm a ways out from relationship material. But if I were, I'm thinking that's my song.
There you go. Always plan ahead, people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I don't feel like I got the miles out of it with Libby or whoever it was.
Well, maybe when she hears the song again, she'll reach back out to you potentially.
Yeah, Libby, please respond to this and let us know for sure.
Yeah, tell us. We want to know. If your name is not actually Libby, it could be a different name.
Well, that part I'm cool with. Really. There, I mean, yeah, I'm cool with that. I don't get out much. So, next it's time for a 5:30 wake up call from TJ. Those are fun, right?
Always.
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember those good old days, high school? You had to wake up at 5:30. You get to school on time, you know. Everyone's dead.
You woke up at 5:30 for high school?
It started early. I didn't live close.
Oh, that's a bummer for you. Sorry about it.
Did you have to walk uphill both ways?
Yeah. Yeah.
5 miles? 5 miles and do.
Yeah, I had to get to the well first. I had to sell a goat. I had to do all the steps before finally getting there. In the rain. It was basically flooding every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, man. Jeez.
And you didn't have a motor scooter to take you, you know, up the hill and all that?
No, you had to walk. It builds character.
Wow. There you go. And the multiplication.
Yeah, yes. But I got stuck one day
on
the first stop, and I just couldn't get there.
Oh, wow. And you just, so you're dumb now?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah, I never got past there. I just had to walk back home.
That's a great story. Anyone looking to employ Alex, don't. He's an idiot. Yeah.
Don't tell my current work that.
And you're not going to have a job after that. This podcast.
Oh, I they know good humor.
He didn't make it past seventh grade, apparently, Lauren. It's pretty sad. Yeah,
it's all forged. It's all forged, obviously.
All right, well, hey, if you're a good forger, you don't need an education.
There you go. All
right, fair enough. So, so here's my thing. You get the 5:30 wake up call, and TJ's like, "Hey, wake up!" And everyone like collects in their rooms, and they're like, "What do you think TJ wants?" I'm like, "Motherfucker, walk to the living room." Like, why? Like, if I'm TJ, I'm just like, "Hey, I said I'm here, and y'all are having like, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think?
Is it the final? Is he just here to fuck with us? No. Yes. He's just there to fuck with you. Yeah.
Yes.
TJ does like to fuck with you, but he fucks with you at elimination or at a mission.
Yeah. So this is probably a mission. So, CT is pretty funny here. You know, like TJ explains some of the rules, not all of them. And CT immediately, not it. Good luck with that.
Yeah, not doing it.
Yeah. I thought that was great. So and then we find out that that Cam ain't even got her damn wig on. So
So Corey has to do it.
You know.
That's true.
So I think we had the potential for some of the women going out there, but I think Fessy set the tone with, I'm not listening to another word. I'm not discussing this with my partner because I'm a shitty partner. And I'm fucking going, so that means the other guys have to fucking go because I am the greatest competitor of all time. Legendary status that I have yet to prove.
Yes. So here's the first step of this episode of Fessy being an idiot, which is every episode, but like clearly they're defining it this episode because if Fessy did any type of homework at all, I guess I can't say because I didn't pass seventh grade, but all previous challenges were involved someone getting taken overnight and your partner staying. The partner staying has to do all the work.
Yeah. Yep.
The partner that gets taken, more times than not, they're hidden or buried underground.
Yeah. Exactly. I didn't know that, but like as a new viewer watching, and for anyone who's just like, how can you talk about the challenge? I saw the old shit, man. I'm fucking prime for fucking All Star. So we watch us tomorrow night at 10 p.m. We own that shit. So, but it's been a while, right? And I'm thinking, I'm just like, he's probably gonna like the people that go. Like, I mean, like on Survivor, they're just like pick one guy or one girl to, you know, and that's the person that they hang from the thing, and the other people have to do the fucking work. Like, whenever they pull somebody, that's the motherfucker that doesn't do anything. Like, it's no different on the challenge, right? Same as Survivor, same as every other fucking reality competition show.
Correct, but we're not shocked because it's Fessy and he doesn't have any brain cells, clearly. Because I just, the fact that he made that decision that quickly just tells you that he has no strategic ability at all.
Once we saw what it was, I so wish I could have seen Fessy doing multiplication.
He actually isn't horrible with the math stuff. Okay. Like there's a math like type of thing like that where you had to get a padlock unlocked in the final last year, and he was one of the first people to finish it.
Okay.
So still finished last amongst the men, but still.
Yeah. So all right. Well, yeah. So as I said, I think Fessy set the tone, whereas no one else really had a decision. Like I think they were severely influenced by Fessy making that group decision for
I'd have to think so. Because Kyle was fighting it at first, going like, hey, I don't want to go on the secret mission. I need bait in my hands here, and we don't know what's going on with that, but he ends up going. Cam's able to just tell Corey, hey, don't have my wig on, you're going.
Yeah, it would have been interesting to see if it would have broken off where like half the girls went or half the guys went, and then it would have been cool to see that breakdown that way for the mission in particular.
Yeah, I think we fell into mob mentality where that wasn't an option.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think it did bring some entertainment in a different sense once we get to the mission.
Oh, yes.
Holy moly. Well, we find out that the mission is Mission Escape the Volcano. All right.
That's a myth.
Sometimes the names are kind of clever and cute.
This one's just like, it's literally what you're doing.
Yeah. I think they've tapped out. I think our previously on was weak, and then they're just like, what's this one called? Escape the Volcano.
I honestly think Big T goes and they're like trying to figure out this next challenge, and they're like, man, we should just ran with five teams. We have nothing.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, yeah. You shut up.
I would have loved to have seen CT and Big T in this final together.
Oh, yeah.
All five teams, how they were set up, because I would have gotten the whole thing of Fessy having to complain the entire time of having Amber as a partner, where Amber's like, Fessy sucks. And yep. That's all we'd be getting the entire final. I'm like, okay, I'm good with that.
More than cool with that.
Yeah.
More than cool.
And Kyle's there. Kyle's there. Big T's Kyle's there.
You have all the entertaining people there. And the fact that we don't get that just bums me out so much is why I'm so heavily disappointed with how this episode shakes out.
It's okay, though, because when we get to the end and we have predictions, I got one that I think is going to satisfy all of us.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I'm ready.
Ashley's back?
Yes, Ashley's back. She's waiting at the end. She got a head start.
All right. I'm cool with that. And I'm our partner.
Johnny, in the past, though, they have had previous people that have been eliminated come back for the finals and sabotage people, and it's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, I'm for that. All right, so let's see. So Mission Escape the Volcano starts with a 5-mile hike each way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and please don't let there be math. Please don't let there be math. Please don't let oh, yes, and there's math.
Math, baby!
I mean, all right. So Cam does in her head. Good for her.
Yeah.
Fast, impressive. Nani right behind her.
Good pretty, on Nani.
Pretty cool. I'm for it. Casey, not that far behind.
No, but I loved her quote. Oh, I actually had to do math by myself now. I can't have Cam helping me.
Yes. So there's that. Hamber B. Why don't you do it in the snow or in the dirt? Grab a that's the
not her, numbers aren't her thing.
But I mean, I feel like the difficulty was doing it in her head. Why can't I mean, like, there's all that you can make numbers in the snow so easy.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
it's the same thing as doing it in the snow.
Yeah, she sees the math, and I think her mind just mentally checked out.
Just done.
Yeah. Luckily, she's now with someone who's good at puzzles and numbers, so she doesn't have to worry about that.
Very good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But yeah, so she's stuck there the entire time. Everyone, you can forget about Amber B, except for when we get to the volcano, because that's all we'll hear about from the child named Fessy.
Perhaps. Deborah Mack has a theory. Amber, perhaps. It's not a fact. It's dyslexic. She might be.
Yeah, she might be.
Oh, she said on the after show she was dyslexic.
Okay.
Okay, but if you're dyslexic, why still that even more reason
writing in the snow helps
to write them and write them in the snow or the dirt.
Different alternatives. You have to figure out a way to do it if you can't do it in your head.
I wonder if they were told that they couldn't do that.
That's a good
beforehand.
Question.
Because you have the snow there and you have that stuff available to you because it's the land. I wonder if the producer is like, hey, you can't write stuff down.
Yeah, but they normally let them write things down, which is makes me think that they had that as an option.
Yeah. Well, all right. I won't know.
So this is coming up in the comments here. Banana Chunk says, can we talk about Casey getting hurt? And I guess apparently she tweeted it.
I can't really speak on something I didn't see from the show.
I didn't see that.
Unless they're talking about the coming up where we see someone fall and say, ow. I don't know who it is, though.
Yeah. I mean,
it's always possible you can get hurt, though, on those on that type of trek to get to the volcano. It looked really bumpy, that terrain, very rocky. Very possible you can get her twist an ankle, whatnot. But yeah. We didn't see it.
They just said in there that they might be talking about the preview.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't understand what Casey's saying. As I said, we didn't see anything in the episode, so maybe that is something for next week. So I don't want to go out on a limb in which I okay, so Banana Chunk say he didn't watch the episode. So yeah, so maybe when we in the preview for the final when we see, so maybe
yeah, that's possibly where we see
herself. Yeah, we don't know here. So
what we do know is that Cam gets to the mouth of the volcano first, and so I feel like a little misled here because they're like, we hidden them 500 feet under. You're gonna have to go down and find them, but like. You go down and they're right there.
Yeah. So, oh, we do learn that from Amber B in the midst of her math breakdown that Fessy is not a superhero. He is a super douchebag.
Oh yeah, Kyle said that, and I was when Nani gets Kyle, and Kyle's like, he's like, Fessy, you ain't a superhero. You're a super douchebag. Bye, Fessy.
Kyle was so good on this episode. Like, I have never clicked my heels and wanted someone to win something so bad than Kyle later.
He just says what is on everyone else's mind.
I think so. So he's hilarious. So, Corey and Cam for the win. It was kind of close. I mean, we see Kyle in the peripheral, but Nani isn't there. And I'm imagining that he couldn't start on his puzzle till she did get there.
Yes.
And she was behind both Leroy and Casey. So, you know, I think it was just not meant to be. And they return to the house to a little Rickroll action. Never gonna give you up.
I thought we were about to. I literally heard that song. Like, how are they Rickrolling us here? What are they doing? And it was like, oh no, they're just going to the house. But I just want to reemphasize just how much of a baby Fessy was acting while in that volcano. Like, I get being upset because you're like, he's just a competitor and all that. But I'm like, you're literally just like, I don't get to do anything. I don't get to compete this season. I'm like, you literally chose to go there.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, this is all her fault that I can't do anything. I'm like, no, it is literally all your fault. Yep. You chose to go with TJ.
And it was like, he made a lot of other mistakes because he's blaming all the women for him not being able to do any of the performances. And I'm like, yeah, like, two episodes ago, you kicked Nani in the face and tried to drown her.
Yes, and it was still her fault. It was still her fault that you guys lost that. Because she literally got nailed in the face and couldn't breathe and had to go up. And then you'd be an even bigger asshole and try and pull her back down. Like, that was the worst.
He's like, I'm not used to being last. I'm like, you ended last in the final last season, bud. You should know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back into the house.
With that, I think it's time for a word from a sponsor. And when it comes to eating better and consuming less sugar, let's be honest. Most healthy snacks don't taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. This episode is sponsored by Monk Pack, who makes snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with less than 1 gram of sugar.
Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars contain less than 1 gram of sugar, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories.
They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle and the perfect snack for anyone who is trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste.
Yeah, that's so true. I'm personally not a keto eater, but I love these nut and seed bars. I try to have one of these always on me for a snack because I'm usually trying to train for a new running distance I'm trying to hit. I think 2021 is going to be the year for my first full marathon, and I think Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars are going to help me get there because they're giving me the energy I need and the nutrition I need to make those health goals possible.
Wow. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars have the perfect balance of sweet and salty, a crunch from whole nuts and seeds, but still manage to be soft and chewy. How do they do it? They come in delicious flavors like sea salt, dark chocolate, pecan almond, and my favorite, no contest, love these so much. Game changers, if you will, the peanut butter dark chocolate.
So good. They're perfect for a quick snack to satisfy your sweet tooth without any guilt. Enjoy Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars as a quick breakfast while running errands or after a workout.
In addition to being keto friendly, these bars are gluten-free, plant-based, and non-GMO. So with no soy, trans fat, sugar alcohols, or artificial flavors.
They really taste incredible, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the grocery store by getting Monk Pack delivered right to your door.
Try it for yourself and see. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering promo code SURVIVOR at checkout.
And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer.
So to get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product and then use promo code SURVIVOR. They love it when we do that at checkout to save 20% off your purchase.
Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious foods you can count on. And we thank them for sponsoring the Reality NSFW podcast.
Are you ready to enter the wild again? There's a chance no one has seen your balls in a few months. Don't ruin your first post-quarantine date with a ball fro. Would you show up to your first day of school without a haircut?
Manscaped is here to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience. Johnny, how's your grooming been lately?
Oh, man, I am sleek, aerodynamic. I'm like that new Tesla. I mean, I got a bunch of 5Ks coming up. I got a bunch of half marathons coming up. Oh, man, I'm going to run so fast. There's no friction between Johnny Fairplay, little Johnny Fairplay, and home sweet home.
Oh, that's good news, because Manscaped is here to help everyone else get on that level with their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. It's the best hygiene tool for the modern man. Because of their ceramic blade and advanced skin-safe technology, your snags will be reduced while preparing yourself for post-quarantine life. Manscaped is forever changing the grooming game with their Perfect Package 3.0 Essentials Kit. The Perfect Package 3.0 comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, waterproof cordless body trimmer, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag for you to use when you're done quarantining.
The Perfect Package 3.0 also comes with the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. Now, the Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant, which ensures that your afternoon stroll doesn't end with your balls sticking to your leg. They call that bat winging. You can eliminate that with a little manscaping, courtesy of the Crop Preserver. But the Crop Reviver is a spray-on toner for your balls. It's made with a soothing aloe and witch hazel extracts that give your balls a boost. Now, subscribers to the Peak Hygiene Plan get a new replacement blade refill for your Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer delivered to your door every 3 months. Don't be using no old razor. Come on. And making sure your trimmer stays fresh and clean.
The light is at the end of the tunnel, fellas. Treat yourself for making it through quarantine with the Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use promo code SURVIVOR. They love it when we do that. And your first date will thank you. Hey, Libby, if you're paying attention, I'm freshly manscaped.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And with that, all right, so we're back in the house, and it appears at this point it all comes down to who Casey chooses. Is Casey going to stick with Leroy, who has been the awesomest partner ever? It's going to be like their chemistry is amazing. They're both ballers.
Powerhouses.
Is she going to go with the Big Brother Alliance and end up with Fessy, who we've seen has been a horrible partner throughout this entire thing?
Including with Casey.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. This was like, I love Casey's game, but I think for this season, I don't know how it ends. So I could be eating my words next week, but I think this is a key detriment to her game. It's just when she decides to be loyal to people and she's just solid with them, it doesn't matter. Like, she could be working with other people, but she's always going to have that person's back the most, no matter what, period, end of story. And that's the issue she has here, because she decided early on, before this game even started, Fessy was her number one.
So I don't feel that we knew that this whole time, because I felt like the bond and the chemistry and the camaraderie between Casey and Leroy was just so palpable. It was just amazing. But I feel like Casey's end game was always Fessy.
Yeah, well, if you look at the beginning of the season, when Casey and Leroy were together, they were really you know, worried about sharing information with each other because they didn't know at the time if they were going to be fully working with each other long term and if they could trust each other, because at that moment in time, they were not really on the same side.
Yeah. It's a series of bad decisions, I think, from a lot of people that started last episode with allowing CT to get now to his ninth final.
Strategy wise, I feel like there's a huge difference between CBS and MTV. I think Survivor players, for the most part, there's plenty of horrible ones and I love sending them home. Don't get me wrong, but there are some elite strategists in the history of reality competition television shows in the world of Survivor.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you drop a tier down and I think to be honest, I think Dr. Will and Mike Boogie are right there with some of the elite of Survivor. But, you know, but then I think Big Brother does have some great strategists. I feel they're a tier down and I'd welcome the conversation to say otherwise. Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
So, but I feel these MTVers are not in the same class as the CBS crew.
Well, this season's strategy was very lackluster and a lot of people weren't fully thinking their options through. And we see that with how partnerships end up shaking out and people making rash decisions and ending up with someone they actually can't work with and then regretting that decision.
I mean, but how do you not think about that in a reality competition television show?
And the issue was always the fact that I think there was twofold. Okay. They brought in more Big Brother people and they brought in a ton of rookies. Like a third of the cast was rookies. So you already had the veterans of the MTV show going like, okay, we need to make sure we can protect ourselves against them. And because they're trying to protect themselves against them, it allows the Big Brother people like sort of squeeze in there and then create themselves as the nucleus of all of everything that's happening. By the time you start dwindling the numbers, Big Brother Alliance gets to control everything and it goes Big Brother.
So
they got outplayed.
Yeah. Do you think going forward that Big Brother will be like the biggest target?
It depends on who.
It depends on the Big Brother people. Yeah. It depends on which people are going to be on the cast, which is why with Alex saying there was so many more new people on this season that they just needed to get their numbers at the beginning to be able to take control. On different seasons, when it's not really as rookie heavy, they would have had a tough haul to get as far as they did on this season.
And like with what makes Big Brother, I think, good for this game is because you see the people on MTV and like we see it in All Stars or with some of the All Star contestants. Like they have people who say, I pride myself on my physical game, or like you have the people like, I pride myself on my social game. Big Brother is a social game. So you have people that we think are at least average to above average Big Brother players coming in, playing a game that was all about social politics, going into a game that is the most crucial part, no matter what you think about competitions, is the social politics.
Yeah. So they have an advantage just based on
resume. Yeah, and also in Big Brother, you don't get to drink and party all the time.
No, you do not. There's like the alcohol is so limited with that.
They still get a little there.
They get a six pack while you get to go into a quarantined bar every other night.
Yeah, well, they get enough. You get enough in Big Brother to have maybe half a beer.
All right, so I mean, like you know, there's rumor and innuendo of the alleged potential cast for 37. You know, we're looking at Wendell. Wendell Holland from Survivor Ghost Island and Winners at War. You know, Wendell is admittedly friends with Josh and he doesn't say bad things about Fessy online. So I would imagine that Wendell is going to be grouped in with this Big Brother Alliance.
Well, it's like what you've been saying, like throughout the season, if you're going in from a different show than an MTV show, it's, you know, it's CBS via like CBS group is going, we need to stick together. Like you're the ones that are meeting up with each other at all the reality events when we're able to have those events. So I think you make those bonds before you start approaching anyone from MTV. And you really only start approaching them once you start feeling like, oh, they could be casting me.
But the MTV kids come to like Hearts Reality and stuff and make some new friends.
Yeah.
Well,
I think we're, because of CBS getting infused into this, I think we will see that more. Okay. Because like you're not gonna have a choice. Like you really aren't gonna be able to do, it's gonna be us against them unless that's literally the season. These players just need now know, like, if during a season with Casey and Fessy, you know they have each other before they have you. You know, Casey's going to have anyone that's from Big Brother before she has you, even if she's your partner. So and then you may need to cut her earlier.
And then the MTV kids have animosity and bad blood between themselves.
Exactly. There's infighting already there that allows Big Brother to be a united front coming in.
And sweep in. But that's the thing. It depends on which Big Brother people they bring. If they bring someone that you've had controversy with, then that alliance might not be all Big Brother. I did see rumored on the cast is David from Big Brother. And I'm like, that's Joseph 2.0.
Well, David won't understand the rules until he's in the crater in a hall brawl.
I'm stunned. I'm just stunned why they would want him on the cast, but that's
he's a good looking kid. I mean, that's how he got on All Stars, you know,
without
the resume. No, he's a good looking kid. I think he's single, which they like. So, and
he's dumb.
I think they like the fish out of water scenario.
Yeah,
got to be better. Well, who is the guy from America's Got Talent?
Well, that's what I said. I compared him to Joseph. That's why I said Joseph 2.0.
Yeah. So he's got to be better than him.
I don't think we're going to have a montage of him doing micro sit-ups.
That is true. I would be willing to make a bet on the Joseph versus David, because I really don't know if David would be that much better. I've seen him in Big Brother twice. Oh, I don't know about that.
I think
is there mustard involved?
Well, we don't know. Maybe.
We don't know much about David and what he wants there.
And if mustard is his superpower and or kryptonite.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Maybe it's his ketchup. We don't know.
Yeah. So, and, you know, as far as another rumored person that's not on the latest rumor list, Michelle Fitzgerald, not on that list, which... I'm all for Michelle to be a part of the challenge. I don't want if Wendell's on this next one, I want some space between Wendell and Michelle before she's at it. To be honest with you, I mean, I think they're just friends now.
Yeah.
But I
they're going to ask you to play it up like, oh, yeah, we kicked it.
I still have a bad taste in my mouth from 40. I mean, I really think it fucked up both of their games.
Yeah.
They did.
Especially Wendell's, but I don't think it helped Michelle.
Mm-mm.
So yeah. I mean, she made it far, but I mean, I think without the animosity, you know, Wendell's potentially there with Michelle and maybe she slices his throat at four. And then gets the credit for that. I mean, you know, so.
Yeah, it's like a what could have been, but we were given something else.
But Wendell will definitely be kicking it with some challenge ladies.
That is a fact.
That is a fact-a-mania. and I'm for it all day long. So, yeah. All right. So back to current business. So we have Cam calling out Fessy, and I think part of that was real in that she's tired of hearing Fessy talk about how great he is and not backing it up. But we also learned that it's part of her plan to get into Amber B's head to put in Fessy. So, but I do think there was some truth to it.
Oh, it was definitely truth. Like, I think you even see in the confessional, Cam's like, this is like what the boys think, primarily Fessy. It's the truth, but I'm also going to play on this politically and try to get Amber B to vote herself in to save Leroy, because her main objective is to save Leroy. Here's the issue with their plan and the other plans that they build. Their most logical move is to not let Fessy get what he wants. You're like, because you don't know what the elimination is going to be. However, if you're saying Fetzy should be competent, you should also think Leroy would be capable of beating Kyle in elimination. And if Leroy wants Casey to be his partner and she's his best chance to get that final, you like, it's what Corey says, which was great playing on Fetzy going, if you want to be legendary, you got to do legendary shit. Go in, do your shit, be confident, win, you keep your partner, and you have a better chance of winning.
Leroy beats Kyle in the hall brawl, right?
I don't think Kyle would have beat anyone on this in the hall brawl.
In the hall brawl.
It was just it was an unlucky draw for him that was the elimination.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think he beats any single person in the hall brawl at this point. There's just no way. He doesn't have the size.
Of who's left.
Yeah. He just doesn't have the size.
Potentially closest with Corey, but I still think Corey beats him.
I think Corey just played, ran through him quick. Yeah.
Corey and Fezzi both did football like that. The hall brawl's a football drill.
Yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, so, well, we have, and I love Cam mentally playing the game still. That made me happy as a strategist and a quote unquote cerebral assassin in the world of reality competition. So next we hear Fessy. Well, he loves talking about how great he is until he has to prove it. So
he's scared.
He's back. He's just like, why do we have to? Why do I need to go on a challenge? And I'm just like, motherfucker, we've heard for 38 episodes, however long this fucking season's been, how fucking great you are. Prove it. I mean, like.
He just wants to talk about himself and then not have to prove it at all.
I don't even know. Then he'll say, I go to prove it. And he's even saying that on Twitter right now. Like, oh, I volunteer openly to do it. I'm like, no, don't fake me with that bullshit, man. Like, you volunteered your first one when you knew it was an easy person and you saw the elimination and you told them, hey, I want this. And they were stupid enough to give it to you.
Now, please.
Yeah. The second one is because you got played so hard by, I love Corey's MVP shit this episode. He got everything he wanted out of that. What happened tonight.
Yep.
I mean, like, I consider myself one of the greatest Survivor players of all time. I want to play against the best. And, you know, I don't set out challenges. Let's go. I mean, I don't get it. I'm 5'8", 145 pounds, and I ain't a bitch. Why is this fucking stud a bitch?
Honestly, he would need to come on like a podcast and sort of speak his mind, because like, we won't know unless he like can tell us. And even then, you know, there's biases there and after the fact aboutisms there. But
yeah,
I feel like he has this, even though he's introverted, in his mind he thinks, look at me, like, I know the athletic stuff that I can do. I know I can do it. But I feel like everyone else should realize that. And because of that, they should all just be too scared to go against me or want to put me in because they're ending their own game by putting me in.
He's not coming on this podcast.
You're doing gymnastics in your head.
He's not coming on this podcast if I'm here. Let's be real. I've dug in this entire season.
He'll be like, I think Lauren secretly has a crush on Fessy. Can we? Oh my God, no.
Well, it's always possible. You know, opposites.
Opposites attract. Hey, did you not learn anything from the beginning of the episode, Lauren?
That is true. Opposites attract, but no way in heck would I ever consider Fessy. Oh, that's like talking to a doorknob.
Yeah. All right, so next we hear about the backdoor plan, and I am on the edge of my – I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm watching the challenge. Here's strategy. This is effing awesome.
Yeah, there was just a huge hole in this logic, though.
Well, okay, where's the hole in the logic?
Well, because we never hear it from Cam. We hear Leroy go, okay, so if me, you, CT, you, Nani, and we'll bring Kyle in, we all vote Fessy. Cam's not going to want to throw me in. And we'll make her promise to not throw you in, even though you can't really make that type of deal. And go, we're going to have her throw herself in and betray Corey, who helped her get the win today to get to the final.
Yeah.
without talking to Cam beforehand, saying, this is what I'm going to do. What are your thoughts? He's like, I'm just going to do this plan to save my own ass, which is like, it's the paranoia. And you know what? Save your own ass. Do that. But you're going to screw someone over either way by doing this plan. And
I love the plan.
I love it in the sense that
I was so for the plan.
Like, it, in theory, if it went exactly how he said it was going to go, I love it because I wanted to see Corey and Fessy go at each other.
I
did too.
And I want to see Corey win.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would have been so fantastic to see that. But I also love Leroy just going like, hey, he didn't say it this episode, but he's like, this is my last season. I'm going balls for the wall. I don't care if I make enemies because I'm not going to be back here.
That's true.
Let's go back to that. Back to the hot tub real quick. So, allegedly, no one knows this is Leroy's last season except for every viewer.
I guess he must have only been saying it in
his confessionals.
Because you know what? And that's smart on him, because if he's openly saying that, that does change things for people. Because while some people would want to help him get there, there's going to be a whole lot of other people going, I'm not just letting him walk to the final because it's his last season. I'm going to throw him in a lot.
And you have to imagine that there's some people that, you know, if you think like me, it's just like, man, that's a good story that production wouldn't mind seeing happen. And, if, you know, if you do get the production rub, which not saying there is one here, but there has been on other television shows, they have their favorites. This is a pretty good story to tell.
They do. And if you also look at it from other people's standpoint, if they don't know that it's Leroy's last season, they might not want to piss him off just in case he comes back and gets them on a future season.
Because you don't piss off Leroy. Like, everyone gets along with Leroy. Even if he, like, betrays you, they're like, but it's Leroy, you know, I'm still going to let him cut my hair and, like, we'll be good. We'll be homies. It's Barber Leroy.
Okay. So does Cam end up with Kyle if Corey loses?
Hold on.
No.
Wait, could she have ended up?
So in that scenario, Fessy still takes Casey.
Yeah.
So
Leroy gets to pick.
Leroy would then get to pick. I think Leroy takes Cam.
That would make sense.
They come back together, and then it would still be Kyle and Nani, and then Amber and CT.
Yep. Yeah.
Which, whew. But yeah, so we see that plan happen. And Kyle's on board. Kyle's like,
for it.
Yeah.
Kyle was so for it. Kyle was just like, Oh, yeah.
He's like, I don't know how. And it's not because of me.
Yeah.
I may be squeaking through this and getting to the final.
Yeah.
And if they don't betray me.
That is the if.
Yeah. And why? And Cam doesn't want to run this with Leroy.
I feel like that must have been something that Leroy was thinking there when he was making that plan. He's like, Cam, like, if you truly want me to win, like, yes, I will be at the final. And yes, I love Nani, but you have to think Leroy's also thinking, I either want to still be with Casey or I want to run it with you. But then, like, you know, we see the aftermath after deliberation. And you know what? I think Corey did a very good job here. Without knowing it, he saved his own ass today.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. So, it's time to discuss the letter.
Oh, my God. I want to know how it looked, like the writing on it, because we saw the one letter he made for Gabby.
Oh yeah, that he supposedly didn't.
Yeah, that he supposedly didn't, but
yeah,
he was still outed.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Kyle and Leroy just making fun of him for how he reads the letter, which is fantastic. I want to have a gold star from TJ. Yeah. Please let me go in and give me what I want.
Oh, it was, I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, why was the letter necessary?
It wasn't.
Just more attention for him, which no one honestly wants to see.
Oh, yeah, I love that because
but it was a room of eye rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also love that because of his hypocrisy yet again with Amber, because Amber's like, you're saying all this because you don't want me as a partner. I get it. And he's like, he goes, this isn't even about you. Why do you make everything about yourself? I'm like, are you not just reading a letter that you had to pre-make in order to try to sound like you're this gentle giant who's doing the noble thing when you're like, I want to get what I want, please. Please, everybody, please let me have Casey and let me get everything I need to win the final.
It was so sad. I mean, ridiculously sad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm like, you couldn't remember this? You couldn't just, like, say all these things without having... hey, guys, let me... One sec. Let me get this out. Let me get this out. I forgot my reading glasses. Can you wait one second? I need to just go to my room, get my reading glasses.
Well, you mean his bifocals, not even the reading glasses.
Oh, yeah, because sometimes I'm going to have the paper far away, and I need to make sure I'm still able to read it. Okay.
And look in the mirror.
Yeah. Look at the camera.
Yes.
Guys, I'm so humble. Please, I know I'm the best at everything, but I would like it to go down there and yet prove myself yet again, even though I know I don't have to. So then I can steal Leroy's partner. Can you guys do that for me?
Alex, you're missing the gold chain.
I will never be wearing a gold chain in my life.
If you show up with a gold chain, I would die. If you had one, I would die.
But I mean, but as bad as this was a look, then to be pissed off that Amber's crying because it took the spotlight off him that he wanted.
It was not about you. You make it all about yourself.
It's like, wowzers. But we did learn right there, and truer words have never been said. And I may have changed him a little bit, but Darrell is a much better partner and person than Fessy.
Yeah, I literally was going through the entire episode, seeing how you could see in this episode alone, you see how Fessy reacts and talks about his partner. And then you look at someone like Leroy and how he talks about Casey and how he talks about Cam and how he talks about Nani. And you're like, two completely different people.
Yeah.
And there's a clear indicator of which one I would want as a partner.
Very much. Very much so. So, it's time to vote, and Fessy, this has been our first unanimous vote.
I think so.
Yeah,
and it's Fessy, and Corey, you know, looks at Cam and says, you know, I did what I had to do, and I'm just like, oh, Cam, please do what you have to do.
Oh no! I'm like, I knew right from the get go when Leroy brought it up to Cam with Kyle, and she has that confessional going, like, okay, Leroy, you're gonna have to clean this mess up. I was like, oh no! I literally wrote in my notes, she ain't going through with it. No. And then they show this scene. I'm like, Cam's really not going through with it.
Well, she gave lip service. It wasn't, you know.
It wasn't a complete no. It was on the table.
Very well left open-ended, but apparently she had made her mind up that it wasn't as open-ended that she let the viewer feel. Like Corey was oblivious, and I think Corey's been oblivious a lot of times, and in a likable way. I mean, yes. I think there's just a funness to Corey that, so, you know.
Yeah, so Corey is, you could say there's similarities to him to Fessy in the sense that early on in his first few seasons, he was similar in the sense that he came in with nothing to no credentials, and was acting like, I'm the top dog now. We're the young bucks. We're going against all the veterans. I'm going after you. I'm the shit. And constantly, like, has never won a final, has gotten to like a couple, placed decently. But as he's gotten older and has done more seasons, he's become what you see today. I'm like, he's likable. He's able to work the camera. He's a above average competitor. Like, and he's fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's grown on a lot of people for sure, but don't compare him to Fessy, because Fessy's
really it's good. A slight comparison in the sense of how they started out. So I'm saying there's potential with Fessy.
Yes.
I'm going to be the person who's the optimist despite all the criticism I give him. And he probably already has me blocked, I bet, but it's okay.
I don't care. Wow. Block me, please.
Oh, we hear this now. Those wedding bells. We'll talk about the when Lauren was blocked. All right. Well, I've never rooted for Kyle more because damn, Cam. The plate was set, but no, she's going along with Kyle in the crater. And holy smokes, this is an ass whooping.
I was pissed, first off.
Yep.
This is the first time this season that they were too lazy to move the hall and put a different elimination in. They repeated an elimination, and I'm like, you motherfuckers did this to make sure Fessy got in.
Yeah.
You... Like, I always try to go, production doesn't rig. Production doesn't rig. They can only do so much. I'm like, come on now. Come on. And you literally have to have TJ preface it by going, I don't want to see any dirty foul play here. And probably, like, stares daggers into Fessy.
Because of the last time with what he did. It was awful.
That's what I'm saying.
And I was just hoping, I was hoping for the rings where they had to, like, you know, use some agility.
Like the CT challenge.
Yeah. I wanted to see some agility here.
Yep. No, as soon as I saw Hall Brawl, I'm like, oh.
It's a wrap. Oh my God. Speed kills. And the one thing Fessy was right about today. Speed kills.
Yeah.
And it kills your finger. For those of you that want to do a Google search, type in Johnny Fairplay TMZ kickball. I was involved in a really bad kickball accident a few years ago. And so I caught the ball. Like, I'm not good. Well, I wasn't good at kick. Now I'm actually pretty good at kickball, but I wasn't at one time. And they had me working and they had me playing working. They had me playing shortstop, which I'm usually in the outfield, and it is what it is. So, but I'm in the outfield. I catch the ball and this huge guy runs through me as I catch the ball, and I hit the ground, and I go, you're out. I still got the ball. I tagged him out, and I'm like, this is amazing. And then I dropped the ball, and this finger is like this way. And I'm just like, oh, that's not right. So I move it back, and then it goes back. I'm like, oh, that's not good. And then I move it back again. It goes back. I'm like, okay, I'm going to faint now. This is horrible. So this was
uncomfortable to watch.
So this is probably like 6 years ago. And I'm like, oh, this is bad news bears. And so we're at the kickball game, and it's late, you know, it's probably like 9 o'clock at night. And I'd had a few beers then, and I get home and I call my personal doctor, and I was like, hey, you know, I sent him pictures. He was like, yeah, you need to see a specialist in the morning. Don't waste your time going to the ER. They're just going to tell you to go to the specialist. And I'm just like, well, I'm staring at a jar of moonshine right now. And he was like, I suggest you drink heavily. And so I drank moonshine back then, and I took two popsicle sticks, and I taped my fingers, and the next morning I went to the specialist, and I explained what happened, and they're like, you did it, like, who did you talk to? I'm like, well, I talked to my personal doctor, and they're just like, yeah, you did exactly what you should have. You should take popsicle sticks. So if that were to happen today, I would be SOL. there's no moonshine. So it'd
been
hence I'm not playing kickball these days. So but I saw that, I was just like, oh man, like when your finger doesn't move back to where it should be, oh, that is game, set, match.
Yeah. I was just so sad. I was like heartbroken for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And normally I don't feel much for these people, because I'm like, they're just here to entertain me for 90 minutes, so then I can talk about it. But like, I was rooting for Kyle so much. I was like, oh, it would be just so, I know it's not going to happen, but it would be so fun to at least see him be competitive against him. And we don't get to see the chance for him to make a redemption in there. I don't think it was going to happen, but
TJ makes the call, and he's right. Kyle cannot compete. And dang it. Oh, we did have a Fine Young Cannibals with a cover of Suspicious Minds, the Elvis Presley song, which that was pretty cool there. Not a big Fine Young Cannibals fan, but it was what it was. So, and I think everyone was pretty cool to Kyle. You know, Kyle upset about the finger, more upset about Cam, who he really felt was a friend. And he's right. I mean, like, there was no reason for that plan. I guess shit changes, but it just seems so shitty.
Yeah. But I feel like she got to the point where she felt like either way she went, she was making a shitty move for someone.
Yeah.
Like, she either betrays Kyle, who everyone has betrayed this season. So probably in her mind, she's like, well, if I betray him, like, he can't be mad at all of us.
Right.
Oh, he can be. I mean,
for a future season, like, he's going to have to work with one of those people anyway. So maybe it is her. So I think, honestly, it's a shit move either way with what she had to do. I feel bad for Kyle because I think him in a final is very fun to watch.
Especially because he does well.
Yeah.
He does so well in finals.
Yeah. So, no, he's great. He's great television. So he's missed.
He will be back.
Bessie wins, and shockingly, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. He steals Casey. And I think we had a pretty telling confessional by Cam here. She says she feels that they deserve each other. And I don't think that was a compliment.
I think there was some saltiness there from Cam because she was like, she felt like they all, like, both of them and Casey were, like, working so close together. They had the right ideas. And then, like, at the last second, they realized they got by her. Yeah. And she was never going to work with them in that sense. So I think she feels more bitter about it because it hurts Leroy's chances than even her own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Leroy takes Nani. Not a bad partner to have.
No. She performed well today.
And they know each other pretty well.
Yeah, so there's chemistry there. Yeah. And you know what? If you're Leroy, you're like, okay, win or lose. Like, I want to win. But, like, if I have to do this final, I want to at least do it with my lifelong friend.
Right.
Yeah.
Than this random person who also can't do math.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
And CT gets Amber B., which I think is going to be a good pairing.
Because, I think it's going to be a very good pairing.
Because CT's got your math covered. And, we Amber B's won two eliminators.
Mm-hmm.
The only female that's won two eliminators this season.
Yeah. And with Amber, like, the way I see her is she's perfect for CT in the sense that she was going to let CT take charge.
Yeah.
She's not going to be a problem in the endurance aspect of this, which is going to be a big portion of it.
Yeah.
CT is going to be able to take a lot of control in the roadblocks that they get throughout the checkpoints throughout the finals. And I think because we see in the preview that one of the teams will be eliminated at the end of day one.
Mm-hmm.
I think CT will, if they are on the block, which I would assume they would be, he's going to be a good motivator for her.
Yeah,
if he learned anything from Darrell, which I'm sure CT would pick up on that, Amber needs somebody that's going to be there for her and just support her along the way, because then I think she performs better with that type of partnership.
Yeah, and he's had a practice round with Big T throughout the season.
Yep.
So, and to get to TJ's final, you need a gold skull, but you also need to hear the music. Final Countdown by Europe. Thank you.
We now know it's real. It's real, guys. The final starts like, oh, you all got your gold skulls. You all have your partners. We all had our partners 2 people ago, TJ. We still had all that.
Yeah, we had better television 2 episodes ago if we had gone to a final. Thanks. Oh, well. Yeah. All right, so we get the preview for TJ's final. And back to where we started. Was that blood Amber B was spitting up, or was that some form of something in
it? I think it was something gross that she needed to eat because it looked like a big ball of something.
Yeah.
Well,
she was throwing up like a kidney, perhaps.
Well, you never know.
It could have been a lung for all we know. But in there, and it goes with my prediction here, it looked like there was, I think the elimination is going to be CT versus Fessy. Because we've had the buildup now. We had it at the early portion of the season. It was a draw. We had them going against each other a couple episodes ago in the club, getting in their face. Like, and Fessy's had all this talk about how big and bad he is. He's the now. CT's the past. I think we see CT send Fessy packing at the end of day one.
Oh, I'm for it.
That also means most likely that we see Casey go.
I mean, yeah, I'm for Casey though.
I know, like I'm rooting for Casey, but I'm like, you laid your bed with Fessy. She
did. I know, but it's so hard to root for Casey because she's with Fessy. Like, I don't know if it's in my heart to do it because I do love Casey.
But it's like there's a
and I'm Team CBS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty much. Unfortunately for Casey, I've been rooting for her all season, but I'm not rooting for her team in the final. I will be happy with any of the other three teams winning.
I agree.
But I think Casey can win a final in the future. It's going to cause – she's going to have to do more work in the future now that people are going to be able to watch the tape of this season and be like, okay, we know a little bit more about how Casey operates. Mm-hmm. But I think it can be done. And I think as long as she's able to make that adjustment of – not having to be deadly loyal to Fessy every season. Yeah. I think she can get some wins.
All right. So what are our predictions? I want the fairy tale ending. I want Leroy to ride off on the sunset with a ring on his finger.
I want that to happen. I really want that to happen. But
is that too crazy?
I don't think it's going to happen. I am rooting for it, but I just don't see it happening.
I mean, like the setup has been there. I mean, they've been telling that story, right?
I feel like they've been saying, here's the issue. I think they've been saying multiple stories here. I think the only team we can truly rule out from winning is just because of how they've done the edit is Cam and Corey.
Yeah.
Like, if you go based off stories that they're doing, Cam's story is, I want Leroy to get his win. Yeah. Corey's story is, oh, I'm here now.
Yeah.
You have Casey's and Fessy's story of we're big brother. Fessy thinks he's the best of all time, but he needs to get that cherry on top with the win. You have that story. You have the underdog story somewhat of CT and Amber. Amber feels everyone's counted her out, but every time she's gone in elimination, she's won and feels as long as she has the right partner, she can do well. CT, everyone was like, we can't let him get to the final. I think we just let him win and we had CT even say it. Maybe he called a shot here. I think I just won the final. Put all the money in the bag.
Yeah.
And then you have Leroy. Leroy and Nani, challenge veterans. Leroy's trying to ride off in sunset with the win. Nani's trying to get that win to prove all her doubters wrong. You have a lot of stories here, so it could lead to a very exciting final.
Yeah. I agree. I think that Cam and Corey, I just don't see it for them just based on what Alex said with the storyline. Yeah. Everyone else, we'll see what happens because they've been set up where they may potentially be able to pull out a win. And a final changes everything because you can be good at one thing and get a huge setback and then not be able to recover.
All right. So who's your picks?
You know, I have to go with the call your shot. I think Leroy's going to fall just short. And I think CT and Amber are going to take the win.
All right. Lauren.
I'm also picking CT and Amber as well. I think that CT is going to be able to push Amber, and Amber's going to buy into what CT's selling, and their partnership is going to actually flourish in this final, potentially.
I want to be wrong, though. Let me just preface it. I want to be wrong, and I want to see Leroy and Nani win, but just me reading too much into the edit makes me think they've set Leroy up too much for him to actually follow through to the end.
Yeah.
Oh, I what shitty storytelling. I don't know. I'm all in on Leroy. All right, take it. Yeah.
Ronnie, be the people's champion. Take Leroy and bring him the victory.
I'm the bad guy with a black hole where a heart should be, but I mean, I just feel that this is the only thing that makes this right. I mean,
I agree.
I know it's double agents, but fuck it. Like, let's do the right thing.
They never do the right thing, though, so that's the reason why I'm not picking
the bar. You know, it's like when we keep seeing this preview for Challenge All-Stars. You keep hearing, I think it's Anita going, I just want to see the good guys win. And I believe that's so much this season.
Is that what happened?
Are you Anita now? Have we gone full circle?
Oh, my God. All right. Well, there's one thing I know. I'm ready for this fucking season to end. It was 5 episodes, possibly 6 episodes too long. I'm still for it. I just, there was no reason that this season needed to be this long. And, tomorrow night we have Ysela, maybe Trishel too.
Wow.
I have challenged people out of like they're expect a lot of challenge people this season on reality and SFW coverage of the Challenge All-Stars. We're very excited. So Ysela, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. join us. And as I said, maybe Trishel. Trishel's supposed to be on every episode after the first one. So we shall see. I know we have Nehemiah coming up for for a future episode. And others, so get ready. And before you go, we got another word from our sponsor.
Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck.
Researched and developed for 3 years to be made by people, not patients. Lucy's created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually does taste great, and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, even in the gym. I'm so excited that Lucy is sponsoring us because one of my best friends in the world, he's trying to quit smoking. His girlfriend's been getting on him for years. He's a big menthol smoker. And the wintergreen flavor is a really nice substitute for him that he absolutely loves. So this is the thing that you need to check out if you've been trying to kick your tobacco habits.
I have a family member that's tried the pomegranate, and they say it's one of the greatest tasting gums they've ever had. We're not talking nicotine gum. We're talking any gum. So if you've been discouraged by other nicotine gums, try the pomegranate. And also for the lozenge, the cherry ice is allegedly the best. And you know what? I believe them. But as far as enjoying anywhere, I heard at the gym, you get a little extra bump from the lozenge and from the gum.
Boom. It's 2020. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal, and a subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, you don't even have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down.
Reality NSFW listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR to get 20% off all products, including gum and lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.co. That's right, CO, and use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. So that's lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code SURVIVOR, and we thank them for sponsoring the Reality NSFW podcast. Let's talk about something we could all use more of right now. Sex. Great sex. Now look, I love sex, Zach. I don't know about you. It's my favorite. It's my favorite. And I don't like a little bit of sex. I like a whole lot of sex. And so, guys, now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue.
Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Now, you can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Not only that, Blue Chew is made in the USA. It's prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor or wait in line. It's even cheaper than a pharmacy, and they prepare and ship it right to you in a discreet package. No awkwardness, and you don't even have to leave the house.
Now, if you could benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Guys, this isn't This isn't me reading ad copy here. This is Johnny Fairplay when he knows action is about to go down. I grab the blue chew, open, I peel it open, chew it up, and I go, get ready, we're going to Pound Town. Someone is going over. Someone is winning a championship tonight. That's right. And that could be you, because right now we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code SURVIVOR. Just pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BLUECHEW.com, bluechew.com. Use promo code SURVIVOR to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors, you help this podcast be possible. So please use our promo code SURVIVOR at bluechew.com.